Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the East Coast, 6 p.m. down here on the Central Time Zone. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Yep, that did it. You can hear the music fine. I finally did it. I finished the season finale of Cobra Kai. If you guys are into that, man, I tell you what, if you liked Karate Kid back in the day and you always liked good action stuff, you know, and you know, hey, the acting's not the best. The story's probably pretty silly. You know, I mean, you know, you got a wealthy guy that made a lot of money and he's so hell-bent on dominating the karate scene of just the valley. It's so funny to me. I don't know. But, hey, when they start fighting, and, of course, Johnny, you know, we all hated him as a little kid because we were watching The Karate Kid, and he was the bad guy in Karate Kid. But, hey, yeah, this show here, he's a badass. He loves rock and roll. He loves fast cars. He loves fast women, and it's hilarious, and it's awesome. And when we finished, he was, you know, he's growing up, and he still loves rock and roll. He said, I found a gear I didn't know I had, and this music started, and it was awesome. So that's Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live talking about everything trucking and then some. We're just whatever you got going on out there on the road. Big news today, FreightWaves.com announced Lone Star Dedicated ceases operations. I'm not real sure what that means. Let's see what happens here. It says nearly 90 Texas company drivers losing jobs. And if this is Lone Star, they were out of East Texas, if I'm not mistaken. These are the guys with the big, like, Lone Star, Texas flag trailers. I think I called them one time. They don't do much. Like, they got a couple of dedicated accounts, and that's pretty much it. They didn't have a lot of different things. So we'll dive into that a little bit and see how that works out. But that was announced this morning. And it says that they announced today that they are shutting down to operations. So watch out for those guys. You know, hopefully these trucking companies have learned their lesson from Arrow. Arrow, I think it was back in 2012, wasn't it? It wasn't that far back. And it was Arrow just shut down right before Christmas. And then all the fuel cards got shut off. And they didn't say nothing to their drivers. They didn't prepare nobody for anything. You know, they just quit. It was like done. They called the driver goes to call in to find out what's going on. Nobody's there. No, the phones aren't answering. I mean, when you're saying we're shutting down, which means there's a process you got to go through to get all the drivers home, get all your trucks parked. They didn't do none of that. And then drivers were owner-operators. They were lease purchased through the company, and the bank still had a lien. You know, there was still money owed on the vehicle. And they said, no, I paid it off. I paid the company, took it out of my check, and it's paid off. And they're like, it ain't paid off to us. We need money. So it was a big thing that happened, and the owners, they went to jail. You know, can't do that. So hopefully we'll dive into that and learn, they'll learn their lessons from that kind of stuff. But that's pretty much the biggest thing. It says here that Baylor got acquired by Werner. And that was this morning, got announced. I think it's a guy's name. It's not. It doesn't have anything to do with the college down in Waco. So we'll. But a lot of things happening today. You know, of course, this is the first Monday of the new quarter, the last quarter, fourth quarter of the fiscal year. So there might be some things going down. You know, and this is what's going to happen. You know, and this is how things get done, is when the quarters get switched over. You know, you just never know what might happen on that kind of stuff. So yeah. And then, of course, there's just, you know, odds and ends, da-da-da-da-da. You know, Arizona motorcyclists allowed and lane filter under new law. Dive into that. You know, California always had lane splitting, and it was always that. But the bike, you know, from what I understood, the motorcycle, he always needed to be aware. It's like you didn't do that. You didn't fly. It's lane splitting was when the traffic was stopped. And see, and I get it now. After riding and going out riding, I understood why they do that. So in California, like here in South Texas, it gets hot. And if you get stopped, if there's stopped traffic, then you have someone that is not in a vehicle. They are outside, you know, they are not able to, you know, cover up and turn on AC and stay cool. So being really, really hot. And of course in the desert area, when you got like a desert area where it's like in California and all that, you got stopped traffic, and now you got a motorcycle, he stopped in traffic. So you allow lane splitting. And then now the motorcyclist, now he shouldn't be, when traffic is moving, he shouldn't be lane splitting, and he shouldn't be lane splitting at a high speed. So it is the responsibility of the motorcyclist to do that. But lane splitting, it says, hey, get out, just go, get out of the heat, you know, that kind of thing. And of course, that's the main rule of it. Out here, where I live, there's a ferry. A lot of times, there might be a 2-hour wait to get on that ferry, because it's a long line, and sometimes they've got like 4 to 6 different boats that run back and forth. So it's always moving. Well, a lot of times, you get boats that go down, and you repair and all that kind of thing, or if a ship comes through and another ship comes through, they got to stop and let the ships come through. So it could get delays. And a lot of times during the summertime, it could be like a 2-hour wait. Well, what they've done is they said, motorcyclists, go over here on the shoulder and you move up to the front of the line. And the reason that is because of the heat. They don't want you sitting out there in the heat. And you know, and it's just kind of a liability thing, you know, and trying to just keep everybody safe and keep everybody from, you know, dying in the desert, whatever. But that's what they've done. So I understand it now, and I think a lot of states, probably especially in the South and in the Southwest, probably should allow it. Looks like Arizona is going to start allowing it. And that's, you know, and it's one of those things, as motorcyclists, we need to be responsible. It's a responsibility task on the motorcyclist to say, hey, it's for stop traffic. It's not for so you can weave in and out of traffic going 55 miles an hour. It's not what it's for. So we're stop traffic, and you need to be going like 5-10 miles an hour, you know, slow through the traffic. And you shouldn't be weaving in and out. You should be, you know, getting, you know, they tell you get over to the shoulder or get somewhere, you know, all of that. But you know, don't, you know, because you see a lot of videos where cars, they're slowly starting to move, and then they automatically shift lanes because they're not looking out, because they don't know the bike's coming up too fast, this kind of thing. So yeah, lane splitting, I get it now. And that's the reason why. So if you got anything to say about it, give me a holler. Let me know, 515-602-9731. And we're going to talk about a lot of other things and see how that's going on. But yeah, it's let's see here. So that's just how it is, you know. And that's just going to how it's going to be. So let's talk about it. 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. Let me know. One of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Let's get right here. That's where they are. There you go. And you can give them a holler, 800-634-3010, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. They got the diesel particulate filters if you need that, and they also got all the other technology parts that you need for those aftermarket, or not aftermarket, but, you know, EPA emission standards. They got all the knowledge and know how to do all that. So give them a holler, 515 or 800-634-3010, DPF Regeneration at DPFRegeneration.com. And we appreciate all their support at Redneck and I. This is Redneck and I Radio, 515-602-9731. Give us a holler.
Oh, wow, man. Wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher is going to look like this year?
When teachers stop that screaming, teachers don't teach me. No, I don't be no uptown fool. Really, I should go to hell, but I'm doing well. Teacher needs to see me after school. I think of all the education that I missed, but then my homework was never quite like this.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Before we go any further, I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at Load to Ride or LTRtransportation.com. There's their website right there. They are a cool little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. And drivers, I know the drivers that work for them, and they say they're drop-dead busy. So, hey, down there, if you're if you used to work for Lone Star Dedicated and you need to get out there and get a job, give them a holler, 720-277-0030. They're out of Denver, Colorado, but they run all over. And the cool part about it is I think that if you're in the market, like if you're young and you're trying to learn the business and you're getting out there trying to learn how to be an owner-operator, I think a company like LTR, Load to Ride here, they're a good stepping point because you actually have to talk to a lot of the dispatchers. You have to talk to brokers. You talk to shippers because a lot of time they're specialty freight. It's special handling. So you're going to want to be the one in on the conversation of how it's going to get loaded, how it's going to get, you know, hauled, all that. Even in, you know, where they got refrigerated, they got lift gates, they got special handling trailers that have, you know, the special hooks inside and all that. It's all van, but it is like, you know, they got containers and those, you know how it is sometimes that the shipping container goes inside the van, like they're made to do that. Sometimes even a refrigerated like pallet that's actually enclosed and kept refrigerated just by itself gets put in a dry van, you know, that kind of thing. And they're not afraid of that. They're like, hey, we'll haul that. Let's do it. Let's move it. And so if you're one of those that's trying to learn a lot of different ins and outs of the business, Load to Ride Transportation, that is probably a good fit for you. So give them a holler. Like I said, it's ltrtransportation.com, and you can check them out. Give them a call at, 720-277-0030, and we appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. So I was just looking at the news, and first thing popped up, Lone Star Dedicated. Like I said, if you're a driver out there and you need a job now that Lone Star Dedicated has ceased operations, like I said, LTR Transportation, LoadToRide.com, Load to Ride Transportation out of Denver. I mean, I don't know what you were doing over at Lone Star Dedicated. I remember Lone Star Dedicated. They did a lot of Lowe's because Lowe's had a DC out of up there on 30 in East Texas. I forgot it was what name of the town it was, but it was out in the middle of nowhere, just on Interstate 30 right there, and there was a lot of Lone Star Dedicated. I'm thinking that's what that company is. It says nearly 90 Texas drivers are losing their jobs. And this is, what is that, Clarissa Hawes out of freightways.com. And this was, like I said, published this morning. And it says David, McGarn, president and owner of Lone Star Dedicated, confirmed Monday that he is shutting down the trucking company, which hauls refrigerated food nationwide this month. Okay, so this might be different. Says the company, Says the company, nearly 90 drivers were notified Friday that the carrier would be closing its doors after 12 years in business. Lone Star Dedicated once had more than 150 drivers and hauled oil field equipment, but Magarin said he was forced to downsize and pivot to pulling reefers because of the COVID-19 pandemic. At this point, I'm just getting rid of the headache. That he told this to Freightways. He goes, I don't like that what's coming down the pike. The company is still profitable, but the Magrins are getting thinner and thinner. Interest rates are going up, and the price of parts has tripled, and the cost of new equipment is outrageous. He says, according to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, safety data, Lone Star Dedicated has 102 power units and 86 drivers. He says, the main reason why I kept the company going as long was because it provided jobs for a lot of people. See, this is so what I'm understanding is that it's a family-run business and the family's just tired of it. So why? I mean, that's basically what it is. So shutting down, I don't know. To me, he might have been better off probably just selling it all off or finding somebody to buy it. But and then he would have, you know, you got a client list, you maybe got some contracts, stuff like that. These bigger companies love to get those contracts because then the carrier, you know, the shipper still has a contract with that carrier, and then you buy the contract and you say, okay, now you have to pay us, whatever it is, 5 years, 3 years, whatever it is. They like that. You know, a lot of times these carriers, they can't make a good deal with the shippers, so they get what they can. And like, that's what happened to Central Freightways. They were just hauling freight for too cheap of money, but he says they're profitable. So he should have been able to do that. And the drivers just could have transitioned over and, you know, went to work for somebody else or that the company that bought them out or whatever. But it looks like here the drivers are going to be on their own to find a new job. He says he's not planning to file for bankruptcy and that the drivers will be paid once they return the equipment. He says Lone Star Dedicated drivers were notified via email on Friday that their fuel cards were be going to shut off the next morning and that the company executives would be activating the accounts as needed to deliver their loads. He says according to one social media post about the Lone Star Dedicated closure, trucks are only fueling the miles they need and enough to have about one-fourth of a tank to fuel when they get to the yard. And it says this is a development story, and that's it. So I guess the drivers, they're getting the drivers back. Of course, this is the thing. See, I mean, as a company, yeah, you're going to tell the driver, you're not going to get paid till you get back here. When you get back here, you'll be getting paid for what we owe you. So when you get back here, turn your keys in, you know, clean out the truck. And we'll get you paid. And then, you know, they still got the truck, so they're going to sell the trucks. And that's basically what's going to happen. So that's just the way it goes. But like I said, if you're a truck driver and you're in good standing, if you got, you know, good work history, good driving record, that's ain't no big deal. You're just going to go work for somebody else, and that kind of hurts. What I would do is basically the next day go down to the employment office because, you know, somebody owes you money for the time that you're going to have to wait. You know, but it might even take you 2 to 6 weeks to go over and start working for the new job. It's going to take you that long. So it might be a big deal for that. But, and you know, and you need some kind of compensation for that. You know, I'd say that the time that he told, like, okay, so he told everybody Friday and now we know about it Monday. And he says that it's like, you know, get everybody in now. I would have said that, you know, maybe lawyers need to get involved here for the drivers to advocate for the drivers. It's like the drivers should have been told far more in advance because you're talking, like I said, at least 2 weeks before an application would get looked at a large, at a company this size, you could start transitioning over. So I would definitely, I don't know. It just, to me, I think the, oh, well, you know, I need a couple of days. No, we need longer than that, because it takes a long time for drivers to get hired, especially legit, you know, where you got to do all the background checks and the tests and the physicals, because the new company is going to make you take another physical, that kind of crap, you know? So yeah, drivers need more time than this. This is not enough time. And that's what I think. So let me know what you think about it. 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And like I said, this is the way it rolls. Trucking is good and bad. You know, you never know what happens. But yep. In other news, Werner Enterprise acquired. See, now this is a different one here. So now you got Baylor Trucking. So how big is Baylor? See, Baylor, it might be based out of a different area here. We might have a news report here. Let's see what we got. Yeah, here we go. So let me do some screen sharing. And just slide it over. There you go. And this might go to, we might have to do some muting here real quick. Let's see what happens.
Live streaming can be tricky, and sometimes trying to find the right software to make your streams look really professional can be a real chore.
Breaking news. Werner Enterprises acquires Baylor Trucking. Company made that announcement just a few moments ago. Werner CEO Derek Leather says the investment positions them for further growth. He expects to be profitable in year one with Baylor Trucking. Now, Baylor was founded back in 1946, located in Indiana. Company had revenues of more than $81 million from August of 2021 to August of this year.
There you go. So, yeah, that's the way that goes. And, yeah, here we go. More in-depth a little here. This is, like I said, Werner Enterprises expanding. On Monday, it announced that it had acquired Baylor Trucking. A news release, Werner Enterprise said Baylor operates 200 trucks, 980 trailers in the East and Central and South Central United States. Werner Enterprises said it plans to keep existing Baylor leadership drivers and non-driver associates, as well as Baylor brand. The move adds 234 drivers, 200 trucks, and 980 trailers to Werner Enterprises fleet. Baylor also achieved revenues of $81.5 million for the 12 months that ended in August 31st of 2022. So Baylor basically is twice as big as the Texas Lone Star Dedicated. And instead of just shutting down, they were able to kind of like reach a deal with Werner, you know, and I don't even know if Werner sought them out or if they were like, you know, saying, hey, we're tired of it. How about selling out or whatever. But also what this does is, you know, your office personnel, everybody just kind of transitioned over. What I think what's going to happen here is it's kind of like how MS Carrier merged with Swift, kind of, sort of, not really. But, I mean, it's kind of like probably for the next year or two, Baylor will still be running up and down the highway. And then as old equipment gets sold off and new equipment gets bought, you know, they're not going to spend the money to change the trucks. They may slap a different DOT number on them. You know, just like what Greg always says is the DOT number is what matters to everybody in the trucking industry that has anything to do with what how you do business. So that might be different, but, you know, you'll see as you're going down the road, you'll still see the trailers. You'll still see the trucks, and you might even see the yards still have the same name maybe, but they might change some signs. Like it says Baylor operated by Werner or whatever like that. But other than that, you probably won't see any big major changes to the look of the trucks until all the old trucks kind of just get sold off. And when they buy new trucks, they're not going to buy new trucks and put Baylor on them, you know, that kind of thing. So it says, as a quote here, it says, Baylor, it's a highly skilled professional drivers and non-driver associates, further strengthens our portfolio with their exceptional service and stellar reputation, said Derek Leathers, chairman, president, and chief executive officer. Other benefits noted by Werner Enterprises were freight revenues mixed of one-way dry van, expedited dry van, and refrigerated. They got 51% of one-way dry van, 42% expedited dry van, and 7% refrigerated. He said, as high-quality driver and non-driver talent increases Werner's fleet size by 2.4%. says buying power synergies are expected through combined management of our two fleets. Both Werner and Baylor have similar cultures that are intensely focused on safety and superior customer service, shared values of working with winning customers with high expectations, establishing long-term mutual service and revenue objectives, and delivering best-in-class performance to stabilize volume and minimum churn. So, yeah, Baylor will operate as a standalone business until within Werner, or business unit within Werner, and their financial results will be reported in Werner's one-way truckload unit within Truckload Transportation Services. Like I said, that's just, you know, that's a formality that they'll just have to do until they just get ready to transition everything over. But all the stuff that matters will be different. It says Baylor Trucking was founded in 1946 and was named Carrier of the Year by Walmart four times. It has also been named Diversity Carrier of the Year twice. By who? At Walmart, every year Walmart gives out like 30 Carrier of the Year awards. Walmart, what does it matter? Who cares? Drivers are like, hey, I'm going to go work for that company. Whoops, I don't need that. Drivers are like, hey, I'll go work for that company. Walmart named them Carrier of the Year. It's like, yeah, and that they named that carrier the Carrier of the Year, and that carrier the Carrier of the Year, and that other carrier the Carrier of the Year. I mean, everybody has that award. I don't know any trucking company that doesn't have that award. So, you know. But, yeah. So that's what that's a two big one right there. And then here, another one. Well, this was back on Friday, looks like. A Pennsylvania trucking company. I think we talked about this one. Pennsylvania trucking company filed bankruptcy. Postal Service. Yeah, the Postal Service contractors, McLennan Truck and Duren Transfer, filed for Chapter 11. And this is the mail. They're kind of backtracking on the mail. They're not pulling a lot of different. I think it's more of a what did we say before? It was like a diversity thing where they're trying to get different carriers in, and these others are losing a lot of the business because they're trying to bring in more carriers. And these other bigger carriers, they're not given that much business anymore by the Postal Service. It says, yeah, I mean, this is what it is. They haul U.S. mail, and that's all they do, you know. So if that's all you do is a contract for one government entity, you know, if you're a driver out there and you work for one of these companies that all they do is one particular deal, it's all they do, you know, I'd just watch out. Just be careful because that's, you know, you never know the way the political winds blow. You know, everybody helps their friends in Washington, D.C., and that's kind of how it's connected like that. So just ask your owner of your company, you know, who are your friends up there in Washington? Because it seems to me that this is what happens. You know, you lose a contract, next thing you know, you're out of a job. So that's the way that goes. Let's see here. We're also on YouTube Live, and if anybody doesn't know that, you can get everything you need for... Let's see here. Oh, yeah, there we go. Oh, man, cool. All right, so, yeah, cool. So what it is that, you know, go to redneckandeyes.com. You can check out all of our links to all of our social media accounts. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We're on Instagram, Twitter. You know, and we send out stuff to let people know what's going on with us. And, you know, basically we're just a group of drivers trying to get out to the truck shows and have fun, you know, and kind of just help drivers become better drivers. And so... what we do is we share some videos. We do a podcast, call-in radio show right here. We're also on blogtalkradio.com. This is what we're doing. It's actually a call-in radio show that I'm just recording myself sitting here being on YouTube. But it's the main goal is to get drivers to interact and come in on here and talk a little bit. And we're just having a great time doing it. It's time-consuming. We don't make any money from it. It's actually costing us money as drivers to do this. So, and you know, and it's, you know, I'd love for somebody to come down and just write me a big check and tell me to do this all the time, but you know, that hasn't happened yet, but that's okay. I'll just keep going. And what we do here is we just talk about trucking and how things work with trucking and everything. You know, earlier just now, it was talking about lane splitting. different states are trying to change their laws to allow that. And all that too. And then we talk about construction. We talk about, you know, how you drive at high beams, you know, getting on and off the highway, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, you know, that's what we're here talking about, just helping new drivers, helping four-wheelers, people that aren't really necessarily in the trucking industry, to understand the ins and outs of the trucking business, and to hope that people will just, you know, understand us a little better and maybe have a little bit maybe high respect, and maybe we need to have some high respect for ourselves, and just know that stuff. So, you know, a lot of my friends, they laugh because every time I talk about something, they're like, you know, truck drivers. Oh, yeah, truck drivers are crazy. You know, you can't, truck drivers can't do anything. You know, we do. The industry is just full of that, those guys that just do crazy stuff, and we got to change it. So that's what I talk about. I talk about getting out there, you know, and actually confronting those guys. Tell them, hey, we got to do better. So we do that too. So like I said, you can call in every day, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 515-602-9731. And we get out there and do other stuff. Like this Thursday, I won't be on. There's going to be I ride, and there's going to be a ride happening Thursday evening, hopefully if the weather's good. And we'll be out there riding over to a restaurant and, you know, having dinner and everything. And I'll try to get some recording out there to everybody, show everybody what we're doing. And then we just come back from the truck show up there in Pennsylvania, the Truckers for Hope. And Redneck and I was there hanging out and competing in the tractor pool. And, you know, LTR, one of our sponsors, they were there showing off their new trucks and everything. It was great. So that kind of stuff we're having a great time doing. And we just hope everybody can have a good time following us and keeping up with what's going on in the industry. And maybe open up some doors to other people that don't have other things going on. They just don't know. They just don't realize that, you know, this is part of the industry too, that kind of stuff. So yeah, we're having a great time. And like I said, you follow us on YouTube. Appreciate everybody subscribing to the YouTube channel. Everything's doing great on that. We appreciate everybody doing that. And like I said, go check us out at redneckandeyes.com. That's where all the connections are made. And you can, we're technically an educational nonprofit. You can submit donations, all tax deductible, all that stuff like that. So everything's great. And we appreciate everybody doing that for us and keeping us moving so that we can, you know, I mean, it's expensive, this kind of stuff. You know, we want to go, we got hats. We can go, actually, the redneckandeyes.com, you can buy hats. We got t-shirts and decals and all that kind of stuff you can put on the truck, that kind of thing. So it's all great. You know, whenever we go out, we got stuff to give away. So we're having a great time. And we hope everybody just keeps at it because, you know, we love it and we love what we're doing. And we hope everybody's having a great time doing that stuff. So keep at it. And like I said, don't give up on us. We're keeping it going. See, there you go. So yeah. So this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Like I said, we're here live every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check us out, 515-602-9731. Go check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Please go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. We're just hanging out here. We're here for 1 hour every weekday, Monday through Friday, except when we're not. And just like, give us a holler, 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Bangkok, Orient Pacific, the city don't know what the city is kept. The creme de la creme. about the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Derelian Law had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world, just for us, the bars are simple, they free. You'll find a god in every golden person, and if you're lucky, then the gods are she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town, very like another when you head down over your pieces, brother.
Truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandis.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a redneck and I.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're back here. Going to wrap it up. That's, about 20 minutes left. And we're just kicking back, talking about life on the road and what's going on in the trucking industry. Before we go any further, I thank one of our great sponsors. That's Trucker Tools. You can check them out at truckertools.com. We appreciate all their support. They're the app where you download to your phone. You can, you know, it's one of those where you can book freight and track freight and all that good stuff. But also, if you're a driver, like maybe you're a company driver and your company doesn't use Trucker Tools, you can still download it and you can find... You know, you can plan your route. You can get, like, the trucks, truck stops, fuel stops, maintenance, parking, what do you call, even Walmarts and stuff like that. You can, and it's got a mapping system and all that. So, and it's got a little forum on there where you can ask some questions and maybe get some other drivers' input and everything. Check them out. Trucker Tools, also truckertools.com. Get all the information about that. Like I said, download the app in your app store. Appreciate all their support. Redneck and I's. So we're just kicking back here, talking about life on the road and all things trucking and then some. That's what we talk about. So give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Please go subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And that's going rocking and rolling pretty good. We appreciate everybody doing that. So like I said, in the news today, there was Lone Star Dedicated out of Texas. They run refrigerated freight, and they said they're ceasing operations as of Monday. They told their drivers Friday they're going to shut the fuel cards off and only open them up on a case-by-case basis to get the trucks back to the yard. And the owner of the company said the drivers will be paid their final paychecks once they get the trucks back to the yard. So let's hope they do all that and get that done. He said that the company wasn't, you know, it was profitable. He was just, you know, tired of the way the trucks were getting, you know, costs of the trucks were going up, costs of the freight was going down, and he was just tired of it. So he sold out. But then also we heard that Werner bought out Baylor Trucking out of Indiana, and that was like a big merger. Baylor runs about 200 trucks, and they are going to run under the umbrella of Werner, you know, and for the foreseeable future here, and it's just going to be like a big merger. Everybody's going to keep their jobs. They're just going to get paid by Werner from now on. So Werner's pretty excited about it, and you know, I guess it's one of those things, make the stock prices move and acquire some stuff and all that. And then, of course, on Friday, there were a couple of Pennsylvania trucking companies that filed for bankruptcy. They run mail. That's all they do. So it's like, yeah, I mean, that sucks. So if you only do one thing, yeah, it's going to happen. You're going to go down. So there was an Arizona law. Let's see what this does here. We got one of our redneckinized members on the line. Might know about this here. CDLLife.com, great website. We love those guys over there. Arizona motorcyclists allowed to lane filter under new law. And let's see how this talks about here. Let me spread it out here so I can read it better. I tell you what, man, freaking ads. So the new Arizona law allows for lane filtering by motorcycles in some situations. On September 24th, 2022, Senate Bill 1273 went into effect, making it legal for two-wheeled motorcycles to travel between lanes of traffic under some circumstances. Lane filtering is not the same thing as lane splitting, which is allowed in California. Lane splitting is defined as driving a motorcycle between rows of stopped or moving vehicles in the same lane. It says including one or both divided or undivided streets. It says roads or highways according to the California Highway Patrol. It says lane filtering, on the other hand, refers to the practice of riding a motorcycle between stopped motor vehicles to the front of the back, to the front of the pack, typically as a signalized intersection, according to the American Motor Association. And they've got a little graph here. Let's see, let me share this with you. Maybe we can go with this together and see if we can understand it. So here's a CDL Life. There was a post, looks like on the Gilbert Police Department. I don't know where that is. So this picture here, it's talking about lane filtering. There we go. It's taking us to the Facebook post itself. Maybe, if the computer would act right. Here we go. So it says lane filtering law, state bills 1273. It says, Gilbert, here's what you need to know about the new law. Keep in mind that the law is two-wheeled motorcyclists, sorry, trikes, sorry, spiders, see? And that's weird. So no three wheels, only two wheels. And it says not moving, cannot pass. It says it cannot pass vehicles in the motion, only between lanes where they're stopped. And it says speed limit on roads is 45 miles or less. So yeah, you can't do it in anything unless the speed limit is less than 45 or less. So this is kind of like a traffic deal, like in the cities. And it says no speeding. Maximum speed for the motorcyclist traveling between lanes is 15 miles an hour. Not every street, only on streets with two or more lanes in the same direction. So that's another thing too. So in California, lane splitting doesn't matter. It's if it's stopped and you can run in the middle, like on the yellow line. But here it doesn't say you can do that. But you can only do it to the stoplight in stop traffic. You can't do it in, like, you know, traffic jam or whatever. So this is what lane filtering is. I saw a driver do this. I was in my pickup truck here in Texas, and I saw a motorcyclist do this where he just went up to the front of the line at a red light. And I didn't think that was the law here in Texas. I might be wrong, but that's what they're talking about in Arizona doing that. So yeah, that's it. And so what are you going to do? You know, that's what that's all about. So we'll share this over to our Facebook page about Arizona, and it's a lane filtering, not lane splitting. It's different. And like I said, I always thought lane splitting was stupid back when I was driving big truck out there in California. I was even living in California at the time. But I just recently got into motorcycling, and I understand it now. Because what it is, it's they're trying, you know, the lane splitting thing is what they're trying to do is they're trying to eliminate the truck drivers, or not truck drivers, motorcyclists getting caught in, you know, extreme heat and stop traffic. So if the traffic is dead stop, and, you know, nobody's going anywhere, well, you're sitting in a car, and you should be able to run your AC or whatever. Motorcyclists can't do that. They're stuck out there in the sun or whatever, so they're allowed to just keep on moving. Well, that's how it is in Texas over here. I live next to the water down here in a bay, and there's a harbor with the ships going back and forth, and they've got a ferry service. Well, the ferry sometimes can back up 2 hours, so what they do is they allow motorcyclists to move to the front of the line in the ferry line, because that way you're not stuck out there in the heat. So whenever you're if there's a backup to get on the ferry, if you're on a motorcycle, you just move up to the front of the line. You just kind of get over on the shoulder and go, and the next available time to go in, the guy directs you to get in to that you know, on the ferry. He directs the motorcycles to do that first, and then he'll stack us in there. You know, we get in there and move around as much as we can to make sure we can get everybody in. It's not like they want us to stay separated or whatever. So they try to keep us together and everything. That's pretty cool. But yeah, that's how that works. So I understand lane splitting now, and this lane filtering, I don't know. You know, it's basically the same thing. They just don't want you doing it out there on the highway. They don't want you doing it in stop traffic. What they're doing is they're allowing you, if traffic is at a red light, then, and you're in a motorcycle and there's two or three lanes stopped at a red light and a motorcycle, two wheels only, you're allowed to move up to the front of the line. But you can't get, and the way the graft is that you have to go between the two lanes of the same direction. You can't get over into the left lane or on the yellow line or anything. You have to stay on the white lines to move up to the front. And it has to be two lanes or more going in the same direction is the main thing. And you can't go more than 15 miles an hour. And the road that you're on, the speed limit on that road cannot be 45 miles an hour or more. It has to be 45 miles or less on that road. It says Arizona law only allows lane filtering on surface streets and never on highways. It's not on highways, which that's the whole point, is to allow the motorcycles to get off the highway because it's hot and everybody else is in AC. They're not. You know, most new cars, you know, most cars today got AC. You know, a lot of time people, oh, I don't have AC. Yeah, well, you know, you got one. Motorcycles don't have it at all. So that's what it is. And it says not moving. It says you cannot pass vehicles in motion, only between lanes that are stopped. And that's how that law works. So, yeah, that's lane filtering. Lane splitting is do whatever you need to do. it doesn't matter whether it's going the same way or not. You can get in the middle lane. You can get in the middle on the yellow line if necessary. But it's different. See, we did that here. We got, you know what, I'll share this real quick to our, oops. Here, right? And all done. Getting that posted over to our Facebook page. Like I said, you go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Got links to all of our social media accounts, and we got a Facebook page going over there. We try to keep that updated as much as we can, you know, let people know what's going on. And it's the lane filtering is not the same as lane splitting, which is allowed by California. Lane splitting is defined as driving a motorcycle between rows of stopped or moving vehicles in the same lane, including on both divided and undivided streets, roads, or highways, according to – So when I saw a video, there was a TikTok or whatever it was, where a motorcycle was just traveling. I mean, everybody was going about 30, 40 miles an hour. and the motorcycle was just going right between the cars. And the car was going to change lanes, I guess. And a lot of cars, a lot of four-wheelers, I didn't like it. When I first saw them doing it, I didn't like it. You know, I thought that was crazy for them to do that. So when the car went to change lanes and the motorcycle hit them, and there was like, who's at fault? And I didn't really pay attention at the time that was happening. But I was assuming that the motorcycle was always supposed to use caution on that kind of stuff. But again, it's, you know, changing lanes or moving around and all that. So you got to watch out. And to me, as a motorcyclist, I wouldn't want to go too fast around, you know, too many cars at one time. You know, like everybody's moving 40 miles an hour. I'm not doing 80 between the lanes. That's just stupid. So that kind of thing. I think the motorcycle, he was going a little too fast. But, yeah, I'd like to go in. I'll do investigating on that a little bit to see who's at fault on that kind of stuff, to whether or not the motorcycle should be being, to me, I think the motorcycle should be using more caution when it comes to stuff like that, especially when the traffic's moving, you know. But, you know, what other states have these laws? I don't know. You know, let me know, 515-602-9731. Arizona just changed the law to lane filtering, which is different from lane splitting. And we found that out, that, you know, lane filtering is only to go up to the lead to the head of the pack, which is at red lights, and it's only on surface streets, never on highways. You can only go, and according to the state law in Arizona, you can only go for 15 miles an hour while you're doing the lane splitting, and it has to be stop traffic, cannot be moving traffic, and it has to be on surface streets that have 45 miles an hour or less of the on the roads. So that kind of thing, that's lane filtering according to the state of Arizona. And, of course, a lot of them, you know, these little details, you know, they get changed around, so you got to watch out for that. So, yeah, it's just like I said, let us know what you think. 515-602-9731 is Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Looks like we're going to about wrap it up here. You can call in, like I said, 515-602-9731. Follow us on YouTube. We got a YouTube channel. We're always on YouTube live here doing the radio show. And you can just, you know, chime in on that too. I try to pay attention to the comments on there, but a lot of times, you know, it's hard to because you get wrapped up in talking or talking to other people. So yeah, it's, you know, just call in. Like I said, 515-602-9731. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and also our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And go check us out. What do we got here? Where am I at? There we are. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Let's back it up. There you go. So, yeah, as I said, we're going to wrap it up here, call today. I'm going to get to work. I work nights. I work like a shuttle run. And I'll be back in the morning and go to sleep and wake up and do the show again. So, like I said, this is Redneck and I's Radio. We're just a bunch of truckers just trying to help the industry out and do better things. So, like I said, give us a holler and go support us. RedneckandI's.com. You can check us out. We got a store over there. We got T-shirts, decals, hats even. Go check us out. Like I said, go look it up. We appreciate all of our sponsors, Trucker Tools at TruckerTools.com, DPF Regeneration at DPFRegeneration.com, and Load to Ride Transportation at LTRTransportation.com. Appreciate all their support. And just keep it up. Hopefully everybody will have a great day. Have a great week. It's first week of autumn, first week of the fourth quarter of the financial fiscal year. And or autumn, what did I say? October, right? And the pumpkin patches are open. So get your families together and go check it out. So take some pictures and make some memories. So until next time, you guys have a great night. And we'll see you. We'll see you tomorrow. Like I said, Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Appreciate everybody's support. We'll see you. One thing, I don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard I try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so big. Things aren't the way they were before, you wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Now, what's going on there, truckers? I hope you're having a safe and successful day out there today. Now, I wanted to bring up this neat little tool that I've been using. It's called the Trucker Tools app. Now, if you guys haven't seen this yet, but I'll tell you what, it works best when drivers work together to use the app, for instance, leaving reviews of truck stops or updating the status of a way station. Or just like Redneck and I's, it's all about drivers working to help one another. Check out their website at truckertools.com, and I'll post the link to their app in the description below. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. As far as I can go.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.